Welcome to the second hour of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. To join us in Portland, call toll-free at 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. You can email us at courtside@trailblazers.com or send us a text message, courtside@66937.
All right, we're back here on Trailblazers Courtside. Jay Allen, Mike Rice, Antonio Harvey, hour number two. We're going to check in with Chris Monter in just a moment. Later on at 7:30, the debut of Merlin. And you want to get your questions in right now for Merlin.
Sure.
Text them in, 45495. Email courtside@trailblazers.com. And we'll even take calls for Merlin as well.
Sure.
That's all right with Merlin, right?
Oh, Merlin is ready for all that.
I know you talked to Merlin earlier. Yeah, you have a great idea of what he's going to be discussing.
Right.
Talk a lot about the draft, free agency, trades the Blazers.
Well, mostly
might
about Blazer.
Right. What the Blazers might do in the free agency.
Right. He's not like Hollinger that doesn't even know the colors of the Blazer uniform.
Don't say that about John. That's not right. We like John Hollinger from ESPN.com. We also enjoy hearing from Chris Monter of CollegeBasketballNews.com. This is his time of the year with the draft now about 10 days away, coming up on June 25th. Chris, how are you tonight?
Great to be with you guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing good. Thanks so much for a few minutes of your time. I'll start with the one that Blazer fans want to know. Will the Blazers pick at 24? If so, who will they pick? Or do you think they'll trade out of the first round? Will they trade up in the first round? What will they do?
Well, I have to give Portland a lot of credit. The last 3 years, I think they've had the best drafts. And one of the reasons they've been so active making trades, trading up, trading down. And you look at this year as a great example. They have, as you mentioned, the 24th pick and four second-round picks. So I expect them to be a very active team. So I wouldn't want to bet a lot of money on that 24th pick being theirs or being theirs after the draft is over. So I think they'll be very active. And I think, again, they have a lot of flexibility with all those multiple picks.
We had Kevin Pritchard on earlier, and he said this draft concerning point guards is in the eye of the beholder, what you see. And, you know, I look at some of the names, Curry, Flynn, Holiday, Jennings, Lawson. They all do a little bit different approach to the point guard spot. What point guard? Now, Ricky Rubio, of course, everyone seems to think he may drop even down to number four with the Kings. What point guard do you see would help an NBA team the most out of this draft?
Well, you're right. This is a unique draft with so many point guards being possibly picked so high. I mean, you look at several years ago, we had Deron Williams, Chris Paul, and Raymond Felton go 3, 4, and 5, but never have we seen a draft this deep at that point guard spot. And I think that's the one thing that kind of sets this draft apart. Last year, of course, we had several point guards going very high as well. Derrick Rose, O.J. Mayo is kind of a combo guard, went third. Rose went first. You had some other players like D.J. Augustine going 9th, Jared Bayless going 11th. So you had some good point guard crops, but I think it's probably the deepest group at that position. All 10 of my top 10 point guards I think will go in the first round, and there's a chance that a player like a Darren Collison, who was number 11 on my list, could sneak into the late first round. But you're right, it all really kind of depends on your style. There are big point guards who can play that spot, like a Jrue Holiday or a Tyreek Evans. And there are some smaller point guards, if you want a smaller point guard, like a Brandon Jennings or a Johnny Flynn. Ricky Rubio is kind of the X factor in this draft, the European prospect. It could go as high as 2, but there's some questions about him. So if you're in need of a point guard, this is a good draft to get one.
If the Blazers took a guy like Johnny Flynn from Syracuse, good strength, gets to the lane, would he pass a guy like Bayless up as far as point guard positioning and possibilities?
Well, Flynn, I think, is a little bit more of a pure point guy. I like Jared. I got a chance to see him play a lot as an AAU player. I do a lot of college recruiting stuff as well and know his AAU coach pretty well back from the day. I think Bayless is a very talented player, but he's maybe not that true point guard. But you're right, Flynn stock really seems to be moving up in the last week or so. He's had some very good workouts leading up to the draft. As you mentioned, has great strength at 196 pounds, measured out at 6'1 with shoes, so a little bit on the small side, but a fearless player in terms of taking the ball to the hoop. You know, needs to continue to improve his outside shot. I think that's the big knock on him. But you're right, his stock really has moved up in the last week or two.
Hey, Chris, I wanted to ask you about Rubio, and I talked to Kevin Pritchard about this when we had him on last hour. there's debate. It seems to be a lot of debate, and I know nothing is for sure about any of these guys in the draft, but from what you know and what you've seen of him, how NBA-ready is he right now when he first comes into the league?
Well, I think that is a little bit of a question mark because you're still not sure about his ability to, especially on the defensive end, when you're going to have to guard great point guards in the NBA, the Chris Pauls, the Darren Williams, the Devin Harrises, you know, Chauncey Billups, et cetera. He still needs to show that he can hit the outside shot to keep teams honest. He's a very creative passer. People kind of have linked him a little bit with Pete Maravich, not the type of scorer, but his flamboyant passing, his way, his court vision, things like that. But you're right, he's still a 19-year-old kid, and when you're expected to be a point guard, you're kind of the floor general. So you're directing players who are 25, 30, sometimes 35 years old, and that's tough for even a player who's had 4 years of college experience, let alone a player who's gotten professional experience, obviously, over in Europe, but has never played in the NBA.
If the Blazers wanted a backup power forward, would it be best to try to do it in free agency? Or as I look at this draft, it seems that second only to point guards are powered forwards in there. Would they be better off drafting or going out and trying to get a more experienced power forward?
Well, you're right. You might want to get a little bit more of an experienced power forward who can step in from day one, but this is a pretty good group, although we had a few players pull out of the draft in the last week, so it thinned out the talent. Players that maybe could have been late first, worst case, early second-round picks, but decided to go back to school, figured next year's draft looks to be a little bit thinner, gain another year of experience, and maybe be a higher pick next year. So you're right. There are some players that you can draft in that late part of the first round, and again with those multiple second-round picks, but again, I think there might be some free agents who are maybe more ready to step in than a player you're going to get as a late first, early second-round pick. But again, there's some good players, you know, that might be available in that later part of the first round, players like DeJuan Blair out of Pitt, a talented player but a little bit undersized, extremely high motor, really has good nose for the ball, dropped about 25 pounds since the end of the season, had a great year for Pitt, was the co-Big East player of the year. You have players like DeJuan Summers out of Georgetown, Tyler Hansbrough, whose stock seemingly is moving back up after some strong workouts. So those are some players.
Is it all in his workouts that Tyler has moved back up?
Well, again, I always give winning a lot of credit. I think if you're a winner, you're going to be a winner at the next level. You look, and unfortunately, you look at some teams where you have a lot of talent players, but none of those players were even winners in college, and usually it doesn't transcend. You know, I would want somebody who has a winning mentality, even going back to high school, and I saw him a lot as an AU player for the St. Louis Eagles. He led his high school team to a state title back in Missouri, and of course led his team to a national title, was National Player of the Year. You know, he's been seen by so many people. By, you know, he's played 130, 140 college games, so everybody has seen North Carolina tons, and, you know, people are going to say, oh, he's not explosive, he's not that athletic, but he wins. And I think he's a player who's maybe never going to be an all-star in the league, but I think he's the type of player, because of his work ethic, he's improved his outside shot, he knew that he had to have to do that, saw that he could, you know, shoot the three-point shot, and I think could be a very valuable player, you know, as a reserve or a role player for a team for the next 10, 12 years.
Now, Chris, I want to ask, because you talk about a guy like Tyler Hansbrough and people knowing him. The draft a lot of times is about prospects. It's about what's the upside of a given player. To me, I think I look more at a guy like Tyler Hansbrough and say, I know what I have in this guy. He can help me today. We talk about it here. This team needs a guy with a big motor, a guy that really plays hard, especially coming in off the bench, an energy guy, a guy who changes the momentum of a team. If Tyler Hansbrough is there with the 24th pick, do you think the Blazers go out on a limb and pick him, or do they hope that he's there with the 32nd or 33rd pick, whichever it is, in the early in the first round, second round, and get him on a non-guaranteed contract?
Yeah, I think you make some good points with players that are seniors. Sometimes they get shortchanged because everybody gets so enamored with the upside. You look at last year's draft when you had some players like, you know, Jason Thompson. A lot of people have never heard of him from Rider going into the draft, but he had an outstanding rookie campaign, averaged 11.7.4 boards, was maybe more ready to step in. Brandon Rush, who was drafted by Portland and then dealt to Indiana, averaged 8.1 points a game. These were the top two seniors picked. They were only the 12th and 13th picked, so it shows you the emphasis on last year's draft, and most drafts, to be honest, is underclassmen. But again, I think by playing, you know, 130, 140 games, that these players were more ready to step in than several players who went ahead of them in the draft who weren't as productive. So I think sometimes seniors do get a little bit shortchanged. Hansbrough, I think, actually will go a little bit earlier than maybe people expect. I think he probably goes in that late lottery, mid-first-round pick.
Chris Monter, collegebasketballnews.com. Go ahead, Tom.
I was just saying, I actually hope so. I've watched the guy for 4 years, and I'm with you, Chris. Winning is everything. you can talk about guys coming out of high school and all of their skill sets. And, you know, Blake Griffin, I love him. And I think he's going to be a great pro. But I would take right now a guy like Tyler Hansborough. I'd give him a shot because I think he's got a chance to help a team win. Now, he's not going to carry a team. Tyler Hansborough would not do for the Clippers what Blake Griffin can do for the Clippers. However, he can come to a team like Portland or San Antonio, a team that's already there,
and
a team
a
like
the Lakers,
and be a backup
bench.
Guy, an energy guy.
Yeah, for a minute
change.
There, I thought you were taking Tyler over. You know, I wanted to let everyone know that
you know Tone is
he
from
didn't
the
speak
South.
For the show.
He it's, likes those Southern boys.
It's yeah. team specific. Let's right, not get it right, twisted. Right, now. Right, it's right. it's for this team. A guy like Tyler Hansborough yeah, could right. be great.
Hey, Chris, I wanted to ask you about you know a couple of mock drafts I've seen have the Blazers looking at a guy like Omri Caspi, the small forward from Israel. What do you know about his game?
Well, he's a very skilled player. Was in last year's draft, decided to pull out. You know, an athletic player, about 6'7", has good size at that small forward position. And again, he's a player, worst case scenario, you could stash overseas and let him get some more experience. He's only 20 years old. You know, again, Portland's got a pretty compact roster already. And again, with multiple picks, you know, they could have as many as 5 picks. I don't think they're going to keep all those picks because it's going to be hard to find roster spots for everybody. But he's a player, you know, I think many people feel with another year or two overseas and getting some more season could be a very good NBA player. Played in the Chicago pre-draft camp, and I thought acquitted himself quite well. And again, I think he probably figures to go somewhere in that mid to late part of the first round.
I heard he beat the heck out of the Gonzaga Dane kid.
Austin Day.
Yeah, Austin Day. I heard he just ran him out of the gym the other day in a workout.
Yeah, I mean, he's the type of player, again, you know, Austin Day, I like as a player. I like him, you know, a couple of years from now, to be honest. He's only 192 pounds, about 6'11". He's a little bit stronger. So
stronger?
Workouts,
he couldn't lift 185 pounds once. That's what they said, right?
Right. But, again, I think sometimes that gets overblown. If you recall Kevin Durant,
yeah,
he
couldn't
do it
either,
once
yeah.
either. And I think I'd take his 20 points a night pretty much any given
night. This kid isn't Kevin Durant, though.
No, he's not Kevin Durant. Yeah, you know, it just shows you how the draft changed. Unfortunately, because of all the underclassmen coming out, you know, he's – probably still going to go among the top 15, 18 picks.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, it's hard to begrudge a kid. In a perfect world, he probably would benefit from another year or maybe even 2 years at Gonzaga. But I think the feeling is that his upside, and again, he's going to need to work on some of those areas, get stronger and match up against the more physical players he's going to face in the NBA. But again, probably figures go somewhere in that top 20.
Hey, Chris, as always, we appreciate it. Enjoy the next week and a half or so, and we'll catch up with you maybe after the draft and get your perspective on how things went on draft night.
I look forward to it. Thanks again, guys.
All right, Chris Monter from the collegebasketballnews.com website, the Monter Draft News, does a great job. He's the Mel Kiper of college basketball.
Absolutely.
Right? All right, go ahead, Tom.
Well, you know, we were talking about point guards earlier and draft and all of that stuff, and I wrote down a name, Mike Rice, that nobody's really talking about anymore, but this kid, we were all talking about him being here this year.
Now, Merlin –
yeah, I want to ask Merlin about
Merlin him. Will tell you what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm interested in hearing what – I'm not going to show you this name.
Yeah.
I could, but then it would ruin it for Merlin, and I don't want to ruin anything for Merlin. No, I hear he's spectacular.
He knows who, Merlin or that guy?
No, I hear Merlin. I hear Merlin is better than
Confucius?
The lady on the lady who used to do the crystal balls back east. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
The Jamaican lady. Oh. That ended up going to jail because she was scamming everybody.
Well, see, Merlin, his advice, his answer's all free. Miss Cleo,
Merlin's been in jail, too.
Maybe we'll hear some of those stories tonight.
Yeah.
At 7:30, get your texts and your emails in. Before we take the break, we want to give away 5 Trailblazers courtside hats. Yeah, one of the first 5 emailers right now wins a hat. We'll give away 5 of those, and then we'll select one of the hat winners to win a great fleece jacket from Collegiate USA. Send your email to the captain right now, courtside@blazers.com. Remember to give us your mailing address in your email so the captain can come and personally deliver your hat to you.
Absolutely.
Even if you live in Toronto, say, he'll come deliver it to you.
And Oregon?
Yeah. To find out what Collegiate USA can do for your company, call 800-466-4428 or log on to collegiateusa.com.
And we'll have to get to the captain's cam later.
That's right,
on.
The captain's cam. I don't know if the little skipper is here tonight. Is Sammy here tonight hanging out with
no,
the captain?
No.
All right, we'll come back with more of Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power right after this.
Now back to Courtside presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
And we welcome you back here on Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power's Blue Sky Renewable Energy. Lighten your footprint and enroll at pacificpower.net. Let's turn the answers on. The Wild One continually lightening his footprint.
Well, I would like the fans to join in after Merlin's little segment and tell us what kind of music Merlin should have on the show. Tone, you had a
You know that sprinkling sound where you, like you're running your fingers across the thing out there, the wind chime thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
something like that.
Kind of new agey.
Yeah.
I was thinking a little bluegrass.
Maybe something techno.
No, Merlin's not bluegrass.
Oh, he's not.
How about something techno? Some Bobby Blue Bland. Yeah, some blues.
Well, you think the show has been like the Twilight Zone in the first 90 minutes? Wait till Merlin shows up.
It'll only get
things
worse.
Are going to get crazy then. As we continue here on Trailblazers Courtside from our home court studios at the Rose Garden, Jay Allen, Mike Rice, and Antonio Harvey. Merlin will make his debut in about 7 minutes, and you can text in your questions or comments for Merlin at 454-985.
Tone, have you taken Confucius and made sure he won't be in the room?
Now, I talked to him, Mike Rice, but I can't guarantee you he won't make an appearance because he's not happy with the situation.
Now, I have a question for you. We have a text here from the 503. What would Steve Blake's trade value be if the Blazers – we have no information to lead us to believe, but what kind of value would he garner as far as a pick or a player? What would you equate him to at this point?
You know, it depends on what type of team – what they're looking for. The Blazers right now, because the inside game is still a little questionable and you depend on Brandon Roy, so Blake fits in because he takes people away from double-teaming Brandon Roy on the perimeter. So Blake, in our situation, is value. It has
to
value.
To the Blazers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have a team that doesn't have any inside scoring and you want somebody Tyreke Evans from Memphis, you know, the guy that gets into the lane, and Patty Mills from St. Mary's, he can get into the lane and he's strong. A different type of point guard. So it just depends if you have inside scoring or what you have. But right now, Blake on our ball club, because LaMarcus is posting up a little bit, you want to keep people off of him, he's valuable.
You know, and it's funny, I hear people all the time talking about Steve Blake, and Steve maximizes his talent. There's no doubt about it. I think of all the guys on this roster, Steve has taken what God has given him and exploited it to the fullest. Now, with that, he probably isn't as good as a lot of point guards in the NBA. However, you look at a guy like Avery Johnson, who won a championship in San Antonio. You don't have to have a great point guard. You have to have a point guard that can make the shot when he's open, that can distribute the ball to the guys who need it. And then you fill.
It sounds like you're describing Derek Fisher.
And then you exactly right. And then you fill him. You fill in with great players around him. That's the Lakers' motto. That's what they were able to do and win championships, multiple championships with Derek Fisher at their point guard. I don't think we need to trade Steve. I think we need to embrace him and put better players around him. And by doing so, all of a sudden you allow yourself to not have to worry about him. In fact, all his shots now are wide open shots at the three-point line because you're so focused on the other four guys.
Teams have won championships with much less than Steve Blake at
absolutely.
Point guard. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. As long – if you bring in a point guard that's too dominating,
exactly,
then you lose what you have around, you know, the other
with
people.
Brandon and those guys.
And that is Skip to Malou. His only problem was that he's a little bit more of a scorer where Jameer Nelson is more of a point pick and roll guy that can get the ball to the big guy. But you can't do it coming back from a bad shoulder.
Speaking of Skip to Malou, how about after the I think it was the Cleveland series? Oh, I want to come back to Orlando. I love Orlando. Yeah. This is the greatest city ever.
But then did you see what he said last night?
After Jameer Nelson gets the nod, I got to go. I can't take this.
I mean, did you see what he said? I think it was after last night's game about he said his friends wanted to try to.
No, that was the game before.
Okay, you're right. Saying he wanted to try to settle a score, or his friends wanted to try to get at Stan Van Gundy.
My whole thing is, you're not that good. You're an old player. You were never that good to begin with.
Yeah.
And now you're an old, not that good player. Jameer Nelson, it was his job. When he came back, it was going to be his job.
Sure,
if he wants to be in
his
NBA.
He's an all-star this year.
He's going to be a backup. Talking about Skip to Malou.
Yeah, do you think in hindsight Stan Van Gundy should have maybe looked at starting Jameer Nelson at some point during the finals? Or was it too soon?
You know, he had a bad shoulder, and you're not quite sure. If you've got question marks and you're in the NBA Finals, you know, then you got to do away with
the question
mark.
Would it have been any worse than what Alston was giving
him? No, not really. Well, if you look at the shot distribution in the final game, Skip to Malou took 15. The guys that took the least amount of shots were Turkaloo and Dwight Howard.
Oh, right.
No, Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's
Lewis
exactly right.
shot.
Yeah, you're right.
Lewis shot.
Now, let me ask you this, though, Mike, and I'll make it brief. Either you start him, in my eyes, either you start him or you don't bring him back at all. That was the key. By bringing him in off the bench, you set the wrong precedent. Anthony Johnson had played well for him up to that point, and all of a sudden he's been dispensed.
Right, I agree with that. We're going to take the break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, the debut, the much-anticipated debut of Merlin. We have lots of questions coming in for Merlin.
Do we have music?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have music of some sort. Text us at 45495. Emails to courtside@trailblazers.com. If you want to talk to Merlin, you can give us a
dial. I better go see if he's at the door.
All right, 503-963-4595. 877-475-4595 as we continue here on Trailblazers Courtside.
Mike just left the building.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power.
And we are back here on Trailblazers Courtside, Jay Allen and Antonio Harvey. And we are going to be awaiting the arrival in just a moment of Merlin, the much-anticipated debut of Merlin, as he will be taking your calls, texts, and emails, talking everything NBA, everything Blazers, the draft, free agency trades.
You know what's sad, though, is look at Confucius.
Yeah.
He's done. He's been done away with. He's been blinded and gagged.
He's so 2008.
And yes, and we're 2000 and late.
All right. Do we have a drum roll? Do we have music? What do we have to welcome Merlin to Trailblazers Courtside and the home court studio? Where is Merlin? Have we seen? Oh, I see Merlin's hat. He's over there hanging out with Greg Oden, giving Greg some instructions on how to work out this offseason. Merlin is here. Oh, he's doing all kinds of this is a little bit strange, isn't it?
I might leave.
We saved this middle seat for you, Merlin.
Merlin, welcome to the show.
Have you ever worn a headset before, Merlin? Oh. we're off to a great start.
Yes.
Let me help you with that.
Merlin's
hat
on
there.
Fire right now.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll do this.
And this is very typical of Merlin, from what I understand.
Does that fit all right, Merlin?
Oh, yes. And I see you have put my crystal
ball. The crystal ball is here.
Because I have many, many things to share with Blazer fans. Do you know where I came from?
No, tell us.
I'm not sure we want to know.
It's
the Knights of the Round Table, King Arthur?
You heard of the Wizard of Oz?
Oh, my goodness, he is not. No,
no.
That was
completely
Oz.
Completely different.
That was the Wizard
of course.
Oz.
All right, Merlin is here to answer your questions, and we have a lot of questions coming in. Let's see. Andrew in Beaverton says to Merlin, is Martell Webster's future secure in Portland, or is there a chance that he might be traded?
Okay, looking into Merlin's ball, I do see things. It'll be Martell Webster and Nicholas Batum.
Wow.
At the small forward spot. No Travis Outlaw. I see no Travis Outlaw in my crystal ball. And looking a little closer, because Greg Oden will improve his scoring inside, the Blazers will spend money on a point guard, not a small forward this year.
Really?
Yes.
So Travis Outlaw will be traded in free agency, perhaps for a point guard?
Are you putting words in Merlin's mouth? You don't. You never want to do that.
Well, I'm asking. What kind of a deal would they?
Merlin does see. Ooh, Merlin's hat is bent.
Yeah, Merlin is really struggling here. Look what's become of my career.
Could you straighten out Merlin's hat?
Some plastic surgery may be in order here this next week. You get the mic down here.
Yeah.
Merlin is a little limp. The hat's a little limp.
We may spend more time next week.
It's a great costume. Yeah. Your wardrobe, you have a personal tailor. We'll talk about
I see
the
point guard Kopanen.
Oh.
And not in the future.
Really?
I see, and Freeland.
Joel Freeland,
both will be renounced before the end of June.
And why would that happen?
Well, the Blazers need a little more money to get, let me look into the crystal ball. Oh, yes, they are going to spend money on a free agent, and it'll be a point guard free agent, not a small forward. So no Turkaloo, no Ariza, and no hat on Merlin.
So the news from Merlin here is that the Blazers might, or they will, renounce the rights to Petteri Kopanen and also Joel Freeland, who are now playing in Europe, of course, And the Blazers will then gain, what, between $1 million and $2 million in cap room. And so who will be the point guard, Merlin, that they'll acquire in this in these moves?
Well, big draft show when? Thursday the 25th?
Yes. Will Merlin make an appearance on the draft show?
Yes, okay. Merlin will before the draft.
We should have a Blurlin on that show.
And if Merlin can speak into the microphone a little better. But he'll tell everyone before where the Blazers are going with that. But right now, Martell and Nicholas, very big in the plans.
We have a caller that would like to talk to Merlin. 503-963-4595. If you'd like to jump on the lines and talk to Merlin. I believe it's Bill. Bill, you're first up with Merlin.
Hello?
Bill, you're on with Merlin. Time's a waste.
Yes, Merlin. I'd just like to find out if there's a kid in the Blazers' future by the name of Jason.
Is there will the Blazers go after Jason Kidd?
Or even Steve Nash? We've heard both those names.
Steve Nash comes up much stronger than a Jason Kidd.
Oh.
Surprisingly enough, Jason, but there is a Steve. Now, I'm not sure if that's Blake or Nash, but there is a veteran point guard in the future, Merlin, not Marlin.
No, not Marlin.
He sells
That's
used cars over on Canyon Boulevard.
Marlin Motors, yes.
Right, yes.
Let's see. Other texts coming in here.
45495.
Lots of texts. Are you a big texter or do you Twitter anything?
Twitter.
Like that?
I Twitter.
Stop playing, Mike Rice. You do not Twitter. I have looked.
No, it's Merlin.
Merlin Twitters.
Now, Merlin could Twitter, but Mike Rice does not Twitter.
No,
you're right.
No.
What about Kirk Heinrich? Could he possibly be in the Blazers' future?
As much as Mike Rice would like it, Merlin does not see Kurt in the future, although, he's pushing Steve Nash right now. So that there's a possibility of that, but there is a point guard.
Now, this point guard, will it come in the draft or through a trade or free agency?
Free agent.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Ooh, it could be a trade.
Could be a trade.
Could be a trade.
Or it could be a draft. That way, all bases are covered.
No draft.
503-963-4595. If you'd like to talk to Merlin. Justin in Clackamas says, what do you think about Nick Collison as the Blazers' backup power forward?
Not in the future.
Not in the future.
Not in the future. Although a player like him.
Now,
when we come back from break. Is
Merlin going to stick around for another segment?
Do you have money?
All right, Merlin will be here for another few minutes.
Is that a magic eight ball or a crystal ball?
Looks like a snow globe from Washington, D.C. or something. I don't know what it is. We'll take a break. If you have a question for Merlin.
It spins.
503-963-4595. As the wheels slowly come off Trailblazers courtside, presented by Pacific Power, right here on the Blazers Radio Network and Comcast Sportsnet.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Back here on Trailblazers Courtside, Jay Allen, Antonio Harvey, Mike Rice left about half an hour early tonight, and fortunately we have Merlin here, the debut of Merlin, looking into his crystal ball and predicting the future as it pertains to the Blazers.
Your hat's erect now. That's good.
Well, Merlin took Viagra.
Come on. And we would like to thank Susan Willis for making Merlin's costume.
Oh, absolutely.
Your personal wardrobe, your personal tailor.
Absolutely.
Right?
And Merlin has a trade. Well, you quit laughing.
What teams does this trade involve? The Blazers?
No. It involves there will
then
be.
Do we really care if there, it's not the Blazers?
Well, it is because one of the free agents that was supposed to be a free agent in 2010 will now Bosch from Toronto.
Bosch.
Finally, Toronto figures out he's not staying there. Why wait for him to be a free agent? They're going to make a deal with Miami, and they'll get Beasley and some others.
So Miami could potentially put a field a team of Wade, Bosch, and Jermaine O'Neal.
Yes.
That makes him a contender. That makes that whole Orlando going back to the finals thing that much tougher.
The only reason Toronto would do it is they're going to lose him anyway.
Exactly.
So they might as well get Beasley.
I'll go back. Merlin, I'm going to make a prediction to you. Orlando is a one and done. They won't make it back to the NBA Finals, maybe never.
From the 503, a text. Merlin, what do you think of Mike Conley Jr.?
Like Mike Conley Jr., but unfortunately so does Memphis, the way he finished the season. He would be somebody that the Blazers probably would give up a nice asset to get, but I don't think he's going to be available.
What about Jared Bayless? Do you see him? Look in your crystal ball, Merlin.
Oh,
do you see him in the Blazers' future, Jared Bayless?
Backup point guard next year.
Really?
So that means if they're getting a free agent point guard, something will happen to Steve Blake.
Oh, my.
I hope it's nothing major. I hope, you know.
Yeah. Well, it just says that Bayless will be the backup point guard next year.
Hey, lots of people are calling in. They want to talk to Merlin.
Oh, okay.
Dan in Oregon City, you're next up, and you're on with Merlin.
Hey, Merlin. I just want to know if Jared Bayless is the point guard of the future for the Blazers.
Yes. Yes. I believe he is. If you look at what's available in this draft, this is the best draft in the last 10 years for point guards. Bayless would fit right in there with this group and what he can do. And I think he's just – now, he wowed the summer league last year because he scored.
But I was about to say 29 points a game and one assist. That's really not what you want out of a point guard.
So now he is going to really show – and he's going to average about 18 a game and 8 assists in the summer league, and that's going to convince Nate McMillan that he will be the point guard of the future.
So this point guard that's going to be acquired through free agency
will be somebody that will be able to tutor the young, and he'll only point guard for a year or two, somebody like a Steve Nash.
Or a Jason Kidd, we talked about
Merlin does not see a kid. Hmm. A grown-up man is there, and that could be a Nash.
Let's go to Phil in Portland. Phil, you're on with Merlin. Oh, we lost Phil. Maybe Phil got a little bit intimidated because Merlin is quite an imposing presence.
I bet you Merlin knew what Phil was going to ask. Merlin, what was Phil going to ask?
He was going to ask about Ariza and will he stay with the Lakers. And, the thing is with Ariza and I'm going to ask Tone this. Merlin needs sometimes help.
Oh, your mock draft almost hit the floor.
5.6 mid-level exception. Would that get Ariza next year?
Not from the Lakers. They'll spend that money to keep him. In fact, if I'm the Lakers, that's exactly what I'm waiting for, is another offer. Then I want to match it, maybe entice it, make it a little bit sweeter than what he's getting from other teams. So I don't see
– Now, remember, the Blazer fans, if I look in my crystal ball, really didn't like Ariza for what he did to Rudy.
But he didn't do anything to Rudy.
Can they accept him?
I don't see why not. I watched that play over and over again. It was a tough foul, but – they were both off balance, both guys coming in. They crossed paths. Their arms got caught up top, and they fell. But other than that, I don't necessarily think that there was anything bad about it.
A lot of TV time from Merlin.
Merlin.
Hey, I have a question for Merlin. Is Merlin a Lakers
fan?
Pull
back so we can get Merlin.
Merlin's outfit is a lot of purple.
There's one thing in the world that Merlin isn't, and that's not a faker.
Oh, okay. All right. We have another call here before we go to the break for Merlin. Dan in Hillsboro. Dan, you're on Trailblazers courtside.
Good evening, guys. How you guys all doing?
Good.
Hey, Merlin, I liked your term earlier about tutoring, and I think that that's really applicable. How are we going to tutor Greg Oden? He needs some serious tutoring in several areas. Do you think we're going to be able to tutor him and make him grow into the center in the league that we all hope he's going to be, or is he just going to be a burnout?
You know, let me, Merlin, get into how they tutor big guys. Unfortunately,
you're having mic issues.
And we'll get
we're
having
an
mic.
To hold
yes,
your mic.
A lot of times they get other great big guys like Patrick Ewing or somebody like that, and they're not the best teachers sometimes of big guys. It's you can get a guy like Bill Baino that goes to the big man school and studies footwork and how to get the shot off. You have studied that. I see you may be a better teacher of a big guy than maybe, and you are a big guy, but there are a lot of big guys that really don't know how to teach another big guy.
What about Bill Laimbeer? he quit the Detroit Shock today. He wants to be an NBA coach.
You know why? They lost three of the first four games in the WNBA. Bill is getting out while the getting is good.
While he's still hot. You know, and it's something that you said, a lot of players, Magic Johnson, for all his greatness, was not a good coach. Couldn't relate. Couldn't really
explain. He coached you. You were on the Lakers.
Exactly. Couldn't tell us anything about how to play a game because it was over his head. It was so natural for him. And I agree. You know,
he's a terrible analyst, by the way, also.
And somebody needs to tell him about those suits he wears. You know, I'll tell you who, but what though, Tim Gergerich, who was a coach here when I was here, it was a great big man coach because he really dissected the small intricacies of the game, and that's what I think Greg needs.
All right, we got to take a quick break, Merlin. Thank you very much.
Oh, that, you're
appreciate
welcome.
Take the rest of the show off. We'll come right back with more here on Trailblazers Courtside.
I'll try to get
Mike Rice
back.
He knows where Mike Rice is, I'm sure.
I'll try to get him back.
We'll be back right after this.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Back here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, Jay Allen, Mike Rice is back. Antonio Harvey, we have located the Wild One. We certainly appreciate that. Great to have Merlin on the show with us tonight. And we want to let you know that the brand new IamATrailblazersFan.com is now up and running. To sign up, grab your cell phone and text TBFAN to 66937 to get your invitation. You can pick your starting five, chat with Blazer dancers. Oh, chat with Blazer dancers. The players and other Blazer maniacs like yourself. Again, text TBFAN to 66937 to get your invitation today as we continue on.
I'm already on. I've already signed
up. I am too.
Dude, it is a tremendous site. Have you seen it? I mean, you just said, Mike, it's way better than the old, and that one was good.
Dan Harbison does a great job and his
staff.
It's
spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. Well, I've already got my mock draft.
It's on the computer if you need to find it.
If they give me a computer that works, I'll be in to see.
Why don't you go buy one? like the rest of us have to do.
Man.
I didn't.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
If you want one at home, though.
Wheels didn't. Barrett didn't. No. I don't know.
Truth
announcer
be told,
that
I didn't either.
One.
But you know.
Yeah.
Since we're being honest here, let's see here. We had several emails and texts that came in. Talking. Here's one from Jared and Eugene talking about how Aaron Brooks was able to dominate Steve in the playoffs. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
One game.
But he was,
Yeah.
Making the point about Brooks being, you know, a speedy, you know, shifty point guard.
Let me just tell you, though, nobody in that game was going to stop Aaron Brooks. I don't care who it was. The greatest defensive point guard in the league wasn't going to stop Aaron Brooks. And I believe
you can take it a step further. When a point guard is going good, no one stops him. No other point guard. You know, they go around all day long.
He's got the ball in his hands. Yeah. That's the one position. If you get a scorer at that position who also understands the game, Jason Terry is a great example of a point guard that can get his at any given time because he knows how to score. And people talk about Aaron Brooks. Steve Blake isn't Aaron Brooks. But you know what? Houston is not going to win a championship with that team and Aaron Brooks. The Blazers are in a better position to win a championship with Steve Blake than the Rockets are with Aaron Brooks, and I think that's what people got to really focus on.
We had an email here from Blazer fan Phil talking about the draft. I know you have your mock draft here, Wild One.
Sure.
Jeff Pendergraft from Arizona State, where do you see him, a good Pac-10 player there? Where do you see him fitting in? What kind of a NBA player will he be?
Pendergraft is part of that problem because there's so many power forwards. And that's his problem. He'll go probably second round or something like that. But you have Blake Griffin, Jordan Hill, Earl Clark, Blair, Hansborough, Milan, McVen, a European. So I think Pendergraft will get drafted. This is one of the strongest power forward groups in a long, long time. It's better to be a two guard because you got Henderson, Harding, and Marcus Thornton.
You like James Harden?
Yes.
His teammate out of Arizona State?
Yeah.
I'm going to go top three.
Yeah.
Top three. He'll go top three.
My pick for rookie of the year next year, I'm going out there right now, Stephen Curry.
Really?
I think his ability to score is going to set. I mean, and you know, we heard KP talk about it. He can get down in the paint, and he's got an array of finishing shots down in that. He can shoot it from deep. He can pump fake you, get by you, get down in the paint, shoot those runners high in the air. It's going to be difficult to stop him.
And you know, because he needed to score, he averaged 28.5 points a game. So, you know, he needed to score for that team. But I think he can do other things also. But I still think James Harden from Arizona State will be a better player than Curry, but I like Curry.
NBADraft.net has a Harden go number three to Oklahoma City. That's kind of scary to see him. It'd be scary to see
that's
him
a 1-2-3 punch.
Mix. All right, we got
to
take a break.
I see him going to Memphis, by the way, second pick.
We'll come back. We'll tell you about our draft night show, a special show coming up a week from Thursday. We'll have all the details on that right after this here on Trailblazers Courtside.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power.
Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. We're back here on a Monday night. Next week, though, no show on Monday. There will be a special draft night show, Trailblazers Courtside, Thursday, June 25th, starting at 4 o'clock from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. or beyond, depending on what the Blazers do that night. Yeah, it'll be here.
Simulcast, right?
Yeah, it'll be simulcast on 95.5 The Game and the Blazers Radio Network and Comcast Sportsnet. So you and
Wheels will be at the practice
will be at the facility.
And the three
MB,
of us, yeah.
Tone, I might even drop by and just wave.
Come say hello.
Yeah, maybe bring you guys dinner.
Come say we're Confucius.
Probably not that.
No. Nope.
Just final thoughts, Wild One, as the Blazers now 10 days away from the draft. What's the plan?
I think it's going to be just a marvelous night to watch Kevin Pritchard in action. I think he was truthful with us tonight. There's a lot of options out there. He did mention, now you try to read between the lines when I said, are you more excited about trades, free agency, or draft? And he did say one of my highlights at the trade deadline was not doing anything. I didn't want to hear that.
No.
I didn't want to hear that.
Tone?
Well, we've got those four roster spots. So I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't stand pat. I know that doesn't make a lot of people happy, but don't trade now. Wait till closer to the season starts.
All right, we're out of time. That's our draft show a week from Thursday, starting at 4 p.m. Thanks to Rich Patterson, our radio network coordinator, Adam Willis and his crew on the TV side. Thanks for joining us here on Trailblazers Courtside. We'll see you next Thursday.
Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, has been brought to you by Collegiate USA, your brand management partner. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.